Thank you, and good evening from Polinski Field. This is the three out of four games that the Bears have played right here on the home field. That what that means is we'll play three of the next four on the road. But anyway, Bears and Mountain Grove tonight. Welcome to Willow Springs Bear Football, celebrating 100 years of Bear football. We are this year, so welcome to the broadcast tonight, and hope we can bring you a entertaining ball game. The Mountain Grove Panthers are fully loaded, beyond fully loaded. They are a team that they've got about 60 or 70 kids on their squad, and they're very, very good. Coach Swafford has them with a 2-1 record. They lost by 1 point to Bear Grove. Outside of that, what did they do to Ava last week? Well, they scored 42 points in the first half against Ava. So look out. We will have our hands full tonight as Bear fans against these Mountain Grove Panthers.
Mountain Grove, one of the best teams in the state, really, and that was the buzz coming out of the Jamboree is, my goodness, this team could compete for a state title. And we knew that there was going to be a good recipe in Mountain Grove. They've got a long-standing tradition, and there was some talent coming up. And then you add a Hall of Fame coach like Coach Swafford to that mix. That's the recipe for some big things in Mountain Grove, and that's a place where there are always high expectations in Grove. If you don't win a bunch of games and move deep into the state playoffs, then
you're out.
So Swafford is here. He has a proven track record, and as you mentioned, Grove 2-1. That 1 point loss was to last year's state champ Fair Grove, 29-28. That was at Fair Grove. Right now, Grove is Class 3, number 7 in the state. And that will probably go up over the next couple of weeks. The other team they play, you mentioned the Ava Bears, who they throttled, and that's the class of the SCA are there, right?
Right.
The Ava Bears, and they
right.
may be down a little, but still putting up 42 points and a half on any Ava team is impressive. And then St. Michael, the other team that Mountain Grove played, they were getting votes for being state ranked at the time, beat them 42-28. So this offense can put up a lot of points. They're led by their quarterback, senior Estep, and Aiden Estep is the real deal. He is probably the best athlete on the field, and Coach Swallum knows the plan will be to try to contain him as much as they can, make him hand the ball off to. They've probably got 8 or 10 other guys that can run the ball, but Estep can beat you very quickly. And for the Bears tonight, it's two things. You got to avoid the big play, and we've seen that year after year after year, Mountain Grove, you know, running 60, 70-yard runs against us. And then the Bears certainly can't turn the ball over because that's just going to give Mountain Grove easy opportunities. So if the Bears want to stay in the game, they're going to have to play a clean, no-turnover game and avoid the long ball tonight. Bears, though, at 3-0, that is their first 3-0 start since 2016. So it's been 9 years since the Bears started 3-0. We did have that good 6-6 team. Was that 2020? Somewhere around
that. The one that beat Liberty. I remember
yeah, went
that.
To the district championship game today, but that team ended up 6-6. But they started 2-1, had an early season loss to Stratford, which they then avenged that in the playoffs. But that year, 2016, the Bears started 3-0. Guess who they played in week four?
Mountain Grove.
And they lost 53-0. So while we enjoy that 3-0 record, and that is definitely something to be proud of, and I think it shows a upward trend and growth within the program, expectations probably need to be a little bit lowered tonight, knowing that there are some other games coming up that are going to be good opportunities for the Bears to kind of their growth and what they've been able to accomplish in the last couple of years. So a good opportunity for the Bears to at least showcase that, hey, we can play with these guys and we can play a competitive football game against one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, you might don't let the 3-0 overhype you if you're a Bear fan.
Right.
You know, there's realistic observations here, and the Bears are moving in the right direction, but Mountain Grove's already there.
Yeah.
So that's just a separate between the two. And hopefully there will be a learning experience tonight for this young Bear squad, and that's got some skill. Line play is a little bit questionable at times, but the Bears hopefully will be respectful in this game and come out of it ready to move on in the season and get a couple of more wins at least before this season is over.
Certainly on the table, and there's some other games. I don't know that they're going to be terribly competitive. Probably the game of the night in the OCA is Ava at Liberty. Ava's 1-2 coming off that bad loss, and then
Liberty,
you've got Liberty coming off tough loss at Thayer last week. So
Liberty will
two
win.
Good programs, but it's at Mountain View,
I would probably
go with you there and say that the Eagles definitely have the edge. That will be the Bears' opponent next week. We will be in Mountain View. Gary Lee will be in Mountain View to cover that one. The Bears and the Eagles next week. This is really a tough two-game stretch for the Bears with Mountain Grove and Liberty back-to-back. The Class 1 number 2 team in the state, that's the Thayer Bobcats at 3-0. They will be at Salem tonight. Salem is 0-3, looking for their first victory of the year, but
they won't get it.
Probably not going to be tonight against the Bobcats.
But on the contrast, I think Thayer's a little overrated. You know, just saying. I know they're in that class, but a little overrated, I think, Thayer Bobcats are. There's some good teams in the SCA that they still have to play, and look out.
The other SCA game tonight is Houston, off to a really solid 2-1
start.
That only loss was Springfield Catholic.
That's quite a lot.
That was close. So Houston looking good at 2-1. They will be at Kabul tonight to take on the Bulldogs, who were here last week.
Rough number for the Bulldogs tonight. They're going to go down.
Houston and Kabul, and then West Plains is hosting Branson tonight.
I have no idea about that.
3-0 Branson Pirates. They're good.
Okay.
So that could be a really good game. I would have to go with Branson on that one probably, but being at West Plains, this might give the Zizzers a chance to upset the Pirates tonight.
All right. There's your pregame picks. Pick four, and we've done it, so we'll see how that turns out. I was wrong last week, be the first to admit it, picking Liberty over Thayer, but that was a close game.
A really close game, a good one. And the coin toss has happened. I didn't see the signal from the official. The Bears are in their all maroons with the white helmets, and the Panthers have what looks like black pants, and that can fly in Mountain Grove. It doesn't fly in Willow, but sharp jerseys with the white jerseys and the gray helmets. Of course, Mountain Grove is maroon and gray, as the Bears are maroon and white. Our friends from just down the road, and the Panthers drop back and look like they will receive to start this game. A good crowd tonight at Polinski Field on the third home game in 4 weeks, so a heavy home schedule to start the season.
Not like last week the 100 years. We had a huge crowd last week and a little bit down this week. But anyway, we're about ready to get started here between the Panthers and the Bears. As the Bears tee it up at the 40 to kick off to the highly ranked and highly coached Mountain Grove Panthers. Coach Swofford is a good one. Here we go. As the Bears prepare to kick off from the 40-yard line, two D-backs back about the 10-yard line.
Noah Wake kicking off.
And he kicks off kind of a squibber, and it's covered at the 40-yard line by the Panthers. Apparently, we have two kickoff people. Noah Wake is the short guy, and then we have, what's his name,
Gantuck.
Gantuck, okay.
Kareel Gantuck.
Okay, he is our long guy. And the Panthers will take over off to the short kick at their own 41-yard line, first and 10. Bears go on defense first, and we'll see how it shapes out. He steps as the quarterback. He puts a man in motion and off to the running back, and he is smothered after gaining about a yard to the 42-yard line.
Good open for the Bears. We'll give him a yard. It's a big number 40, the running back, Damian LaFranchise, the sophomore running back for the Panthers.
Second down and 9. Eastep goes under center and keeps three backs in there. Mack in motion to the near side of the field. He gets the pitch. The Bears hit him, but he escapes and gets out near the 50-yard line before he is run out of bounds.
Pitch back to Eli Golden. Golden, the junior running back for the Panthers. They are so deep at every position. A holding call, though, is going to bring that back.
Okay.
So the Bears catch a break there as Golden was near range, but instead they're going to say the flag was at the 46, so that'll drop it back to the 36, and the Panthers will replay.
Second down 15 for the Panthers. They are now back at their own 36-yard line. E-step, the quarterback under center. Gets the snap, hands off to his fullback. Nope. He throws instead. No, he gets it to the fullback, but he gets a good yardage on the play over the 50 down to the bare 44-yard line.
About a 19-yard run for the franchise.
Sophomore
fullback who looked good, and he had some big holes to run through as the Mountain Grove O-line did a nice job creating space for the sophomore running back.
Eastep did a good job that time faking me out. Anyway, under center on first and 10 from the bare 43, man in motion to the right. Eastep keeps the ball, now hands off, pitches late to the running back who gets down to near the 30-yard line and another first down. Number 30, I think, was carrying the ball that time.
Golden, number 2, with the carry.
All right, 10:46 left to go first quarter. Panthers got the opening kickoff, and they're on a drive. First and 10 at the bare 29-yard line. E-step under center. Man in motion to the left side. There's a fumble on the play, but he fell on it. So loss of about 4 on the play as E-step, they had their eye on him. And he did not get rid of the ball, so he had to eat it and gets loss of 5 on the play, maybe 6. See, we're just 5. We'll call it 5. Back to the 33-yard line. Second down and 14, we're going to call it. Loss of 4.
Panthers don't waste a lot of time. They get right to the line and get after it.
Double wing set. E-step has a big back behind him. Man in motion to the right. E-step keeps. And he's in a little bit of trouble back there, but steps out of it, now throws at the end of the play, and it's incomplete.
He had Golden at about the 20, but it was a little high and went through the fingertips of Golden. The pass is incomplete. Third and long for the Panthers, definitely in four down territory here, so the Bears are going to have to get 2 more stops if they want to try to get out of this drive.
9:48 left to go first quarter. Third down 14 for the Panthers. At the bare 33-yard line. He's stepping there at quarterback. Taking a little time to get under center. It's rare to see an under center quarterback, but here he is. Gets the snap. Hands off to his running back over the right side. Good blocking in front of him. He gets down to the 25. It'll bring up a fourth down.
Golden went right up the middle and gets about 8 yards. It'll bring up a fourth and probably a long 5 here for the Panthers. Very doable, but an opportunity for the Bears to make a little statement here early with 9.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
They got to get in 20. They're at the 25 now. Eastep gets the snap and wants to hand it off, and the running back is gone into the secondary and all the way down inside the 10, down to about the 5-yard line where it'll be first and goal.
Well, he needed 5. He got about 23. Golden, again, he and LaFranchise have been the workhorses on this first drive, and Grove has a golden opportunity here. First and goal from the 2.
No pun intended. First and goal from the 6. Eastep gets the snap, hands off up the middle, into the end zone is the running back for a touchdown. So the Grove goes on top first. They take the opening drive from their own 40 and go 60 yards, take it down, and score with 8:55 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, the Grove.
LaFranchise was the running back, took it in from 2 yards out. Panthers break on top. Looks like they will attempt the extra point.
Going to kick the extra point, or so they say. The Bears have used that as a fake a few times this year. Ball is down, kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is good. So with 8:55 left to go in the first quarter, Panthers 7, Bears nothing. We'll be back with a Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kickoff by the Panthers. Bears pick it up at the 20. That's about it. Not much ground to gain there as the Panthers covered it quickly. Bears will put it in on offense for the first time, and trailing 7-0 to the Panthers with 8:49 left to go here in the first quarter. Bears will have it at their own 23, trailing 7-0.
Lots of other games going on tonight. We'll keep you posted on scores from around the area. Don't forget, we'll have our fall sports focus coming up at halftime. Take a look at volleyball, tennis, and cross country.
Bears go on offense for the first time. Sophomore Caden Lee at quarterback. See what Coach Schwalem has lined up tonight against these Panthers. He spreads the offense, puts three receivers out to the near side of the field, one to the far side, keeps the back end with him, gets a quick snap, and wants to throw. He rolls to his right, got a man down there, and it's incomplete.
Threw it away, being injured, and that's going to be an issue tonight for the Bears, our offensive line that struggles at times,
yeah.
And you've got the Panthers' D-line that is quick, big, and they will come after Caden Lee. So Bears hoping to get out of this game without injury as well.
Second down and 10 for the Bears from their own 23-yard line. Lee tried a little pattern to the far sideline threw it away at the last moment. Three wideouts this time, two backs in there with Lee. He takes the snap and runs it. Was there a flag on the play?
Yep. It's going to be a false start on the Bears.
So that stops the clock with 8:42 left to go here in the first quarter.
And it is. So that'll back the Bears up 5 yards, make it second down and 15.
From the 18-yard line, so don't need those penalties. Playing against a really, really, really good Mountain Grove Panther team. Swofford, longtime coach over at Ava, went to Evangel for a while and coached there. Now he's back high school footballing at the Mountain Grove Panthers. Second down and 13 for the Bears, and now we have movement on the Mountain Grove line, so we'll see if that 5 yards goes back to the Bears.
Yeah, it was offsides on the Panthers, so we'll get that 5 yards right back.
So it'll be right where we started plays ago, or two attempts ago, back to the 23-yard line. Second down and 10 for the Bears from their own 23-yard line. Bears have a lot of skill, people. Need to get them involved in the game. See if we can make that happen. Lee out of the shotgun on second down and 10. Gets the snap.
Ooh.
Hands off, and the running back is nailed for a loss on the play back inside the 20-yard line, loss of 4 anyway. There wasn't anything there, Marty.
No, not at all. And a huge hit delivered by the defensive line of the Panthers, knocking, I don't know who had the ball. I think it was Logan Bryan back about 3 yards. So it'll be third down and 13 for the Bears.
Yeah, that line of scrimmage play is really important, and it's really tough to go against the Mountain Grove D-line. Third down, 13 for the Bears from their own 20-yard line. Lee in there at quarterback and keeps it back in with him. Again, the whistles blow and play is blown dead. And we'll see what that's about.
Well, the chain is going
backwards. We're going back.
So another false start on the Bears.
It's tough to just keep your head where it needs to be when you're facing a team like the Panthers. Takes the ball back 5 yards. It'll be third down and 18 Bears from their own 15-yard line. Lee gets the snap, wants to throw, rolls to his right, throws it long and deep, and it's incomplete, out of bounds. On the far sideline.
Had a receiver down there and in first down territory. Lee showing off a good arm, but that was led a little too far, went out of bounds on the far sideline. So the Bears will have to punt it away with 7:18 to go in the first quarter, trailing 7-0. Mountain Grove should get some great field position.
Scarborough is back to punt. He's standing at about his 5-yard line. Deep receiver from Mountain Grove is in at the 45 of Mountain Grove. High snap. Scarborough gets a nice high kick, not too deep. And it takes a bounce at the 50 and goes into Willow Springs or Mountain Grove territory and is downed at the 45 by the Bear defense.
Good punts by Scarborough.
He's
the Panthers. will have to take over, at least in their own territory, on their second drive of the ball game. And a reminder, you can listen live at OzarkRadioNews.com. You can also watch the game tonight on YouTube. Search for Willow Bears and our Bear Media Productions at school doing that broadcast for you. So you can find that on YouTube. And then a reminder to stick with us for the fall sports focus at halftime.
Estep at quarterback, under center, gets the snap, hands off to the running back. He's clear and into the secondary. He's inside the 35 or 45, down to about the 40-yard line. Had good blocking in front of him, had a blocker out there, and was beyond 5 yards. He was just in the clear. But Bears recovered in time to stop him for about a 14-yard gain. And it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the Bear 41-yard line.
Chris McCune saved a touchdown on that play.
Estep under center. Keep saying that because that's just so odd to see these days. No team hardly ever plays under center with their quarterback. Estep gets the snap, pitches to the wide man. He's turning the corner and making tackles break. And he's headed for the end zone at the 5. And
fumbled it. He fumbled it. The Bears have it.
Into the end zone, so...
It's Bear ball. Wow. Golden was in the end zone, and one of the Bears popped it out as he crossed the goal line. Bears were able to fall on it in the end zone. The Willow will take it out to the 20-yard line. And
if he fumbled it in the end zone, though,
it's a live ball.
He had to be before he crossed the goal line, or it would be a touchdown. So he had to fumble it before he crossed the goal line. And so the Bears recover in the end zone for a touchback, and that takes the ball out to the 20-yard line, first and 10 Bears. So
probably
turnover.
The 2-yard line is where it happened. He didn't have control when he crossed the plane, and the Bears will have it back.
All right, so the Bears take over about where they kicked it away at the 20-yard line, first and 10.
Oh, the Panthers jump off sides. The
Panthers are anxious. They jump, and we'll see if they were pulled off or not, but they're backing up. So 5-yard penalty against the Panthers will bring the ball out to the 25-yard line, be first and 5 for the Bears from their own 25. 6:25 left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Mountain Grove.
Sean with a score update for us. Liberty leading Ava 6-0.
It's going to go Liberty's way. Just feel it. First and 5 for the Bears here at the 25-yard line. Full house in the backfield with Lee as he gets the snap, hands it off, and not much running room there, maybe a yard on the play.
Bears got a little bit of a push as Shortridge picked up, I'll give him 2 on that run.
Up to the 27-yard line, it will be... Second down and 3 for the Bears. Because of that 5-yard penalty, the Bears have a short downs to go to get a first and 10. So hopefully they can manage to do that.
Coach Fallon putting in that big package just to try to get a few yards. Now they go back into the spread.
Second down and 3. Hand off. Running back is hit at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage actually, and knocked back. There was nothing there.
Shortridge went backwards on that one, lost 3 yards. It'll be a 3rd down and 6 here for the Bears. Clock running at 5:20 to go first quarter. Mountain Grove leading 7-0.
And if you're a coach, do you do clock management when you're
at
in
at some point you do.
Or in a situation
right.
like this where you've got a team that's superior and you're battling and trying to make it as good of a game as possible? You know, I don't know.
I don't think you do it yet. But
okay.
At some point, that is that's definitely in on the mind.
3rd and 6 for the Bears. Lee gets the snap, wants to throw, rolls to his right, throws over the middle, and the only one that got a hand on it was a Panther defender, and it fell incomplete. So it's 4th down and 6 for the Bears at their own 24-yard line. So not much there.
Galloway, the intended receiver, but... He was pressured, had to get rid of it, and overthrew Galloway, and the Bears will have to punt.
7-0 is our score. Mountain Grove on top. They'll get the ball back as Scarborough is punting from outside his 10 this time. Low snap,
blocked.
Partially blocked, and goes out of bounds somewhere around the 28-yard line of the Bears. So, that gives Mountain Grove great field position.
Well, the Panthers fumble really just delayed things probably for a little bit, as they're right back in business at the 29-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the Willow 29.
Scarborough, to his defense, had a low snap.
He did. He had not much time.
Nope. All right, E-Step back in there, quarterback for the Panthers from the 29-yard line of the Bears, and keeps it himself, rolls around the outside and goes out of bounds at about the 25, maybe inside the 25 a little bit. Stops the clock at 4:41 left to go in first quarter. I'll give him a good spot down to the 23-yard line. Second down, 4 yards to go for the state-ranked Mountain Grove Panthers. E-Step under center has two wideouts to the far side of the field. Gets the snap of the football, hands off to the fullback.
Now he kept it. I was going with the fullback as well. Bears stayed on E-Step. I think that's what they're really trying to contain him and doing a pretty good job of it.
Lost on the play.
Lost about two, maybe three. It'll be a third down and six here for the Panthers.
Ball back to the 25-yard line, third down six for the Panthers in four-down territory.
Bears trying to force somebody else to beat them, and I think the Panthers
are
probably obliged, but
possible.
You want to control their best player.
E-Step under center, one back back there, full house line there, and he hands off to his running back, who gets down about the 20, but I think he's a little short of a first down.
He's going to be short, yeah. They're going to mark it at the 21. So it'll be about a fourth and two here for the Panthers. LaFranchise with the carry.
Fourth down, 2 yards to go for the Panthers. Ball at the Willow Springs, 21. E-Step under center. Everybody on the line to block. He's got one back behind him. Timeout is called by
the Bears.
The Willow Springs Bears. So with 3:28 left to go in the first quarter, Mountain Grove leading 7-0. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Bear Football, celebrating 100 years on KUKU. Fourth down and two for the Panthers. Ball at the Bears' 21-yard line. Man in motion to the right.
Bears jumped but didn't go, and now the Panthers are going to look over at the sideline and change the play. 10 on the play clock.
Okay. E-Step goes back under center. That man in motion was the wingback on the right. Now the wingback on the left goes, and the ball carrier goes up the middle and gets the touchdown.
LaFranchise goes in for his second touchdown, this time from 21 yards out. I think the Panthers were looking to see where the Bears were flinching and where they were going to go, and then changed it up and may have had a call for E-Step on that, on a keeper, which is what I would have called, but then they changed that and gave it to the big running back, and the sophomore has been racking up some yards and touchdowns tonight.
Panthers go for the extra point. It's going to be just a single kick here. Kick is up high enough, and it is... No good. It went to the left, I think. Anyway, 3:20 left to go in the first quarter. It's Panthers 13, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back for the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football. I'm trying to say this right, Sean. We're celebrating 100 years of Bear football this year on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear football. Panthers kickoff to the Bears and kind of a squib kick that goes inside the 20. Bears finally pick it up. It's a live ball, so we were a little concerned about that. And get it right outside the 20 at the 21 for a first and 10 for the Bears at their own 21-yard line. 3:13 left to go in the first quarter. 13-0 Panther lead. So, that's bad, but it could get worse as the Panthers led Ava last week at halftime 42-0. Lee at quarterback. Keeps it back in there with him, gets the snap, hands off, goes to the right side, and nothing there.
Short reach to the right side. The Bears trying a little something different there, but similar result, no gain. on the play for Shortridge. I just don't think the Bears are going to be able to run much against the Panthers. And, you know, you mentioned it, the clock management aspect of this does come into play. You want to be able to keep it on the ground and run some all your offenses out there. But
incomplete passes don't help the final score.
No.
So, anyway, second down and 10 for the Bears. No gain on that play from their own 21-yard line. Lee gets the snap, wants to throw this time, does over the middle, and got a man. It's not for a first down, but it's good positive yardage as they get over the 25 to the 28.
A 7 or 8 yard pickup, Lee to John Baugh over the middle of the field. We'll give him 7 on the completion, and the Bears hurry up to the line trying to cash in on a first down here.
Trying to go first down, third down and 3 from the 28. Lee looks over the offense. Two receivers stacked on either side of him. One back in there to help him out and block. And Lee is running out of blocks. Now he takes off, throws. It's incomplete. And was knocked down by a Panther defender there about 35-yard line. Would have been a first down, but Lee had to run for his life back there.
Epperly was the intended receiver. Had a hand on it, but throw was a little high, and he couldn't quite bring it in, and the Bears will have to punt again with a minute 48 to play in the quarter.
And every time you throw a pass and it's incomplete, that stops the clock, so that extends the game time for this Panther offense. Scarborough back to punt it away from the 15. He's standing there this time, gets a better snap, and gets a better kick. It's high, not too deep. Doesn't go very far over the 50 before it's down by the Bears at about 49-yard. So first and 10 for the Panthers at their own 49, leading 13 to nothing with a minute and 38 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
In the south part of the county, West Plains, Branson leading West Plains 7-0.
You say Branson is loaded, huh?
They're very good. They were very good last year, and I think they're back for more this year.
You step under center, first and 10. Double wing set, I call it. A handoff to the fullback, and he is it goes. It doesn't. That faking just gets me, Marty. I can't tell who's got the ball or not, but a wing back gets it and gets inside Bear territory down to the 42-yard line for a gain of 9.
It's a shell game.
Yeah,
to see who has the ball. Eastep kept it and took it 9 yards, and that's what Swofford has been doing his entire career, is that wing back formation, and, man, it's hard to figure out who's got the ball.
Second down, a yard to go, and the wing back gets it this time, comes around the near side of the field, first down and more inside the 30, down to about the 29-yard line with 1 minute left to go in the quarter, and the Panthers leading 13-0.
Golden this time on the carry, went to the right side and had a good alley to run through. Bears collapsed in the secondary, but not before Golden had second level.
Spot the ball on the 26, first and 10 for the Panthers there. Z step under center, man in motion to the near side, hands off to the fullback who gets inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
Short game. LaFranchise, we'll give him 3, a good spot for the Panthers. Makes a 2nd and 7.
This quarter nears an end. We're inside of 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Panthers do not have to run a play here. There's 25 seconds on the play clock, 22 on the game clock. They can walk over to the sideline if they want to.
I think that's what they're going to do.
And we'll switch fields and
switch ends of the field.
Yeah, we'll switch fields.
We're
not going to switch field, but we will switch sides.
That is the end of the first quarter of play with the score Mountain Goal 13, Willow Springs, nothing. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the team celebrating 100 years of football. That's the Willow Springs Bears right here on KUKU. Start of the second quarter, Mountain Grove with the ball, 2nd down and 7 at the Willow Springs 23-yard line. Seems like we've been in Willow Springs territory all game long. And we have, basically, as the Bears start their second quarter. Just trying to slow down this really amazing offense of the Mountain Grove Panthers. E-step under center. Double wing with a full back in there. He's under center, gets the snap. Well, he rolls out now and just hands off to the fullback. Was that what I saw?
Flag. I think there were, you saw a lot of different things because there was too much movement on the Mountain Grove line, and that'll be a false start and move the Panthers back 5 yards. Fourth penalty of the half for Mountain Grove, pulling 25 yards.
Actually, LaFranchi. He is the one that got the ball, and E-step was way over here at the side. It was crazy. Anyway, loss of five will make it second down and 12 for the Panthers. Ball back at the Bear 28-yard line early in the second quarter with the Panthers leading 13-0. E-step back under center. Ball down. E-step wants to, well, he takes off. He's at the 25, down right. The far sideline, flag on the play. We may be bringing this one back, too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a hold, and it is on the Panthers. Flag resting at the 33, so if that's where the hold was, that was well behind the line of scrimmage. So Panthers are backing themselves up here, but obviously have some heavy hitters that can make up a lot of yards in a hurry, but Bears will take every opportunity for help that they can get.
Oh, yeah.
So a 10-yard penalty, but from the spot of the foul, we'll bring it back to the
38-yard line. Then they've got to go to inside the 20 at about the 15 to get a first and 10, but this is second down and long for the Panthers. Back at their own 38-yard line. E-step under center. Gets the snap. Wants to throw this time. He goes long and deep.
It's up for grabs, and John Ball has it in the end zone. He falls down, and the Bears get their second pick of the half. Well, the first was a fumble, but now an interception. E-step just chucked that up, and this one of his intended receivers fell down.
Yeah.
So he was off the board, and John Ball made one of the easiest interceptions he'll ever have. And he did the smart thing and fell down in the end zone instead of trying to bring it out of there.
Yeah.
So the Bears will take it at the 20-yard line. Mountain Grove's second turnover of the half.
I don't know if Baugh did that on purpose or not, but it worked out well.
I think he did. I mean, I think it was a conscious effort to get those 20 yards for the Bears, and Willow goes back on offense after the Panthers' second turnover.
11:39 left to go in the second quarter. Bears take over after the turnover, and first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
They're going to go power here.
Caden Lee at quarterback gets everybody in tight to try to muscle through something here. Hand off to the tailback, and boy, no muscle there. They've got it over the just barely.
Shortridge will give him a yard just for forward progress there. The Bears having a hard time stacking up against this Mountain Grove defensive front.
Yeah, that defensive front is so talented that it's just tough to get the skill players involved on the other side of the line. So it'll be second down and 9 for the Bears from their own 21-yard line. Lee at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Hands off to the running back. Second effort's going to get him a little bit, but not much. He gets 24-yard line.
Shortridge did a really nice job of reversing direction there. He was able to bounce off the first tacklers on the left, pivoted right, and was able to get about 3 yards on the play and make it third and manageable for the Bears.
Third and 6. Another little short passing play might be in order here. 13-0 Panther lead. Bears have forced the Panthers into a couple of turnovers to give them some extra time for their offense to be on the field. Third down and 6 for Caden Lee. Out of the gun. He's got 2 wideouts this time. Wants to throw. Drops back. Throws over the middle. Got him out there. And it's just over his fingertips. Incomplete.
I mean, inches away from a big play. Epperly was the intended receiver, and it was a great route. Epperly had a little space there.
It was one-on-one.
And Lee just overthrew it by a hair, and the Bears will have to punt it again. No first downs here in the half for Willow.
Scarborough back to punt. The receiver from Mountain Grove stands about his own 42. Good punt, or good snap back to Scarborough.
Good
punt. High kick, not too deep, taken by the Panthers at the 42, up to the 50, down the sidelines, goes the receiver, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds.
Nope.
No, he's still inbounds. Inside the 20, inside the 10. So, great run back.
They put him back there to return the kick. D-step had kind of a, you know, a normal kind of night, not for him, but the Bears have done a good job keeping him in check. He goes back to return a punt and nearly takes the house, knocked out of bounds, they're going to say, at the 10-yard line. So it's first and goal for the Panthers.
9:58 left to go here in the second quarter. Panthers back to knocking on the door again for another score. E-step under center. And in motion to the right, the handoff right up the middle, and the running back is down short of the goal line.
Well, the franchise will get six on the play, so it'll be second and goal from the four now for the Panthers.
I don't remember that kid from last year.
He's just a sophomore. And the Panthers, the pipeline is rich right now for the Mountain Grove Panthers.
Second and goal for the Panthers at the Bear 3-yard line, man in motion to the right. They go up the middle, and nothing much happening there. So it'll be third and goal. Kind of impressed with the Bear defense, actually,
yeah,
Marty.
Really.
They have been, they've got a couple of turnovers, but they have been really attacking the ball and doing a good job on E-step in particular.
Well, franchise again with the carry. There'll be third and goal from the two now for the Panthers.
E-step under center. One back behind him. Man in motion. And flags go down. So
that'll be a procedure penalty on the Panthers again. They're having a hard time with that false start here in the first half. That's their fourth 5-yard penalty. I got a couple of 10-yarders, so something I'm sure Coach Swofford will address at halftime. But that changes things a little bit. Third and two becomes third and seven. Third and goal from the seven for the Panthers.
He stepped to the line under center. One wide receiver to the near side of the field. Everybody else in tight. And the handoff to the running back who's
Golden.
In the end zone for a touchdown. Untouched, really.
They went on a
sweep.
A little sweep. Golden. Everybody was expecting a franchise or E-step and Golden. Swooped in for the quick strike. He goes 7 yards for the touchdown, and now the Panthers see if they want to go for two to try to get that missed extra point back.
8:28 left to go in the second quarter.
Looks like they're going to kick it.
19-0 Panthers, and they do line up to kick the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is where to go. It's an extra point is good, so that is our score is 20-0 Panthers with 8:28 left to go in the first half. Back for the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to the team celebrating 100 years of football. That's the Willow Springs Bears right here on KUKU. Panthers leading 20-0, a little over 8 minutes left to go in the first half. The Panthers kick off, Bears return, man gets up to about the 28. I think that's our best field position that we've had so far in the ball game for the Bears. And they'll start first and 10 from there.
Grove leading 20-0 here. Houston leading Kabul 28-0. And Branson now leading West Plains 14-0.
First and 10 here for the Bears, who show a spread formation this time with four receivers. Man in motion, man goes deep. Caden Lee drops back, throws long, and up for grabs. It is caught complete for I'm going to say a first down.
It's going to be yard short.
Okay. Gets up to the 37 and needed one more yard to get a Bear first down, which would have been the first of the night.
Jeremiah Galloway on the catch for the Bears. That was a tough catch. He was sandwiched between a couple of Panther defenders, came away with the ball on that far sideline, and That's the Bears' best play from scrimmage tonight for 9 yards and sets up what could be their first down of the half.
Second down and one for the Bears from the 37-yard line. Lee gets the snap, going to throw again, backs up, in trouble, and sacked back in the near the 30-yard line, so he lost 7 of the 9 they gained on the first play.
Had a little time back there, but the Panthers were right in his face, though. He wasn't able to see his targets, and the Panthers come away with the sack and make it 3rd and long for the Bears.
Halftime again, we'll have the fall sports roundup. Lots of things to talk about there. The other sports going on at Willow Springs High School.
Volleyball, tennis, and cross country.
3rd down 8 for the Bears. Lee at quarterback gets the snap. Quick throw over the middle. Oh, intercepted. It looks like about the 35-yard line. A deflected ball,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was tipped, and it was tipped high, and then it's up for grabs, and one of the Panther defensive linemen was right there, and he was able to catch that fairly easily on the tip. Really nothing Lee did wrong there, just one of those things that happened. So an interception will give the Panthers more good field position as they look for their 4th touchdown of the half.
They take over at the Willow Springs 34-yard line on the interception, Bears' first turnover of the night. He stepped under center. Double wing formation. What's the throw? Now he's just going to take off. He's got a lot of running room. Breaks a tackle, gets inside the 25 down to the 23. That's the first down for the Panthers.
A 12-yard run for Estep. He could do it all for the Panthers, the senior athlete. Very deep team. They'll lose Estep after this year, but don't worry. Panthers will be good for years to come.
1st and 10 from the 23 for the Panthers. On the crossing play, the wingback gets it down to the 15, and he is hit and going to be ridden back. 4 Bears on him, but not before he had good yardage on the play, down to about the 15, so it'll be 2nd down and 2 for the Panthers at their 15-yard line.
Braden Curtis, his first carry of the night for the Panthers. Curtis picks up 8.
2nd down and 2 from the 16-yard line. Panthers with the ball in Bear territory. Man in motion now turns and goes the other way. Flipped to the running back, Golden, who's headed for the end zone and in for the score.
He's an athlete, and if he gets a little space, it looks really easy for him. He just slices through the defense. Bears didn't even get a hand on him, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And he was in, and the Panthers are back on the board, scoring from, 13 yards up this time?
16. So the Panthers go for the extra with 5:26 left to go here in the half. Ball is down. The kick is up. It is looks good to me. And it is. With 5:26 left to go in the half, it is Mountain Grove 27, Willow Springs nothing. Back in 60 seconds, we're celebrating 100 years of Bear football on KUKU. Kickoff by the Panthers. Bears get it and make a pretty decent return. Get up to the 35-yard line for a 1st and 10. Going to call it the 33, I guess. 1st and 10, Bears there. 5:20 left to go here in the first half. Bears haven't had a first down yet, and they're trailing 27-0 to just a really powerful Mountain Grove Panther team.
Yeah, we were talking during the break. The Bears really have played pretty well in this game. You look up at the scoreboard, and it's 27-0, but it's just the talent level difference right now between the Panthers and the Bears, but Willow has come out, and you can tell that the coaches have them ready to play. They're playing hard and avoiding really big hitters from the Panthers.
1st and 10 from the 33. Whistles blow, and that usually is a false start.
think somebody called a timeout.
So, okay.
Bears call a timeout. 5:19 to go in the first half. Grove leads the Bears 27-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to 100 Years of Bear Football on KUKU.
Bears have a first and 10 from the 33-yard line. And the quarterback throwing over the right side. Incomplete.
It did it for the tight end, James Dean. But knocked away by a Panther defender. So.
Second down, 10.
Caden Lee has had a tough night back there with a lot of pressure. And this Mountain Grove defensive unit, as we've said, shut out the Ava Bears for the first half last week, doing the same here to Willow. Lee 2 of 8 with an interception here in the first half.
Second down and 10. And they're going to try a running play. Boy,
oof.
Panther defense is just tough. Shortridge gets nothing on the play.
He had an opening for just a second there and able to get about a half a yard and then driven backward. Very quickly.
Third down, 10 for the Bears. Yeah, and the offense hasn't been able to give the defense any kind of time. They have not had a first down tonight. The front line of the Panthers has controlled the line of scrimmage very well and really has led to Bears not being able to get the skill players involved. Third down and 10 from the 33. The pressure's on for Lee. He's trying to get out of it. He's throwing. It is incomplete and out of bounds, and Lee was running for his life back there. He ran all the way back to about the 15-yard line.
There is a flag at the 15. We'll see what that is. I didn't see anything, but if it's roughing the passer, that could be a – and it is roughing the passer on the Panthers. That'll be an automatic
first down for
the Bears. So by way of penalty, the Bears first down of the half with 4:17 to go in the second quarter, trailing 27-0. And we were talking about the Bears' lack of offense and just how good the Panthers are defensively. 9 total yards of offense for the Bears in this first half.
So the Panthers are good on both sides of the ball.
That's what that means, yeah.
That's what that means.
They've been dominant on both sides. But the Bears doing what they can.
Yep, they are. First and 10 for the Bears. Best field position yet. They're out at their own 48-yard line with 4:17 left to go in the first half. And the spread offense is in effect here for Caden Lee and the Bears. Gets the snap. Here comes the pressure. Thrown deep. It is caught by the Bears at the 20-yard line. And down at the 18 is the receiver. Bears roll a big play there.
Jeremiah Calloway did a great job to come back for that ball. Lee just heaved it, and Galloway made it the correct play to get back, to get the ball, beat his defender, and the Bears have legit first down, and they're in the red zone.
First and 10 for the Bears at the Mountain Grove 18-yard line after the big pass play. Lee at quarterback, out of the shotgun. It's the snap, 3-step drop, up for grabs into the end zone. Got a man down there.
Ooh.
Incomplete.
No flag. I thought might have been a little interference there, but no flag from the official, just well defended. It was in that back corner of the end zone and looking for Galloway again, but this time falls incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bears.
From Panther 18-yard line, 3:41 left to go in this first half, with the Panthers leading 27-0. But the Bears have a great opportunity here, best they've had tonight anyway. 2nd and 10 at the Grove 18-yard line. Lee in there at shotgun. Quick pass to the near side of the field. And short gain on the play down to about the 15. Galloway again, the receiver. He's the go-to guy for Lee right now. Pick up a 3, it'll be 3rd down and 7 for the Bears from the Grove 15-yard line.
Bears going to hurry.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. And I think they got the Panthers offside. That's a good job by Lee, sophomore quarterback, to draw the Panthers into a jump into the neutral zone.
Just smart by the Bear coaching staff to recognize that, hey, Panthers are a little bit on their heels now. Let's hurry up and see if we can get them to jump offside, which is something they've done multiple times here in the first half.
Move the ball down to the 12-yard line, 10-yard line. Going to be 3rd down and 2 for the Bears from the Mountain Grove 10. Lee gets the snap.
Oh, it's dropped.
Ooh.
Galloway, the intended receiver, inside the 10, dropped it.
Go-to man is Galloway, and he dropped it inside the... He would have had a first and goal had he made the catch. Instead, it's 4th down and 2 for the Bears. Ball at the 10-yard line of the Panthers.
Bears would love to get something out of this drive on the Varsity Mountain Grove defense. Try to get that 0 off the board. Got to pick up a 1st down or a touchdown here.
4th and 2. Lee in the shotgun. There's 3 wide receivers in there. Wants to throw. Got a little time. Throws it over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. James Dean, was it?
There is a flag.
Maybe it's holding here.
Flag waved off. Okay. It is a touchdown for the Bears. Willow scores on the Mountain Grove Varsity.
Hey, that's a win there.
Late in the
win.
Second quarter. And, yeah, you can see the sidelines pumped. They're excited.
Yeah.
That's a boost of confidence, isn't it?
It's a big morale boost for the Willow Springs Bears.
Lee put it in a tight window there to get that touchdown.
So, with 2:44 left to go in the half, Bears score on the Panthers. And we're using the swinging gate.
Brady James with the reception on that touchdown.
All right. Okay, we missed him with the guy caught the ball. Bears going for 2 here. And the handoff goes to the running back, and
he is
almost in there. He is.
Two-point conversion is good. Wow. Bears with an 8-point swing.
With 2:44 left to go in the half, the Bears are on the board. It's Mountain Grove 27, Willow Springs 8. Back for the Bears kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to the team celebrating 100 years of football. That's Willow Springs on KUKU. Bears kick it off from the 40-yard line. Line drive kick going deep, taken at the 15 by the Panthers. They bring it back to the 30 and to about the 35-yard line where the receiver is taken down there. 1st and 10 for the Panthers. They're leading the Bears 27-8. Now, as Bear fans are pretty excited about the Bears scoring on that first-team defense of the Panthers.
Yeah, I think that was a shot in the arm for the fans, for the players.
Oh,
Everybody got pumped about that. Lee to Brady James for the touchdown, and then Lee ran in a 2-point conversion. So the Panthers will look to answer back here with 2:36 to go in the half.
From the 32-yard line.
Worst field position the Panthers have had all night.
1st and 10 for the Panthers. East step under center. Man in motion near side of the field. Goes back to the other side now. And the running back gets the ball.
Where is he? Man.
He is way over there on the far side. Over the 50, down to the bare 45-yard line.
Golden. Golden. I completely missed it. I was going with the other guy. They sell it so well. And Golden picks up big yardage.
About 19 yards over to the Bear 44-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Panthers. Clock moving again with 2:10 left to go in the quarter. Man in motion to the near side now goes back the other way, and the running back is, where is he?
Across the 40 to about the 37. LaFranchise gets about 7. Clock running with 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Panthers will want to score before halftime.
Bears will get the ball to start the third quarter.
He stepped under center on second down and three. Man in motion, comes back the other way. Pitch goes to the trailing back. He's at 30, 25, and hit and down. Good hit.
Good
at
hit.
The 30-yard line by the Bears. First down, though, for the Panthers. And inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line.
In Mayberry with the carry. Shortridge came in with a nice hit there to end the run, but a first down for the Panthers.
From the 29 of the Bears, first and 10 for the Panthers. E-step under center. Man in motion near side. Where'd the ball go? Right at the middle, I guess, and nothing there.
LaFranchise.
Good job by the defense.
For just a yard gain, and the Panthers will take a timeout with 1:13 to play in the half. Panthers lead Willow 27-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to 100 Years of Bear Football on KUKU.
Yeah,
20 yards.
Yeah. Welcome back to Bear Football. 106 left to go in the half. Panthers out of the timeout, get about 20 yards down to the 10, inside the 10, first and goal for the Panthers there. Man in motion, he gets the ball and slips toward the end zone. It's Golden, and he's in for a touchdown. That play is automatic. So with 55 seconds left to go in the first half, Panthers go on top 33-8 over the Willow Springs Bears.
That's Golden's third touchdown of the half. Well, the franchise has the other two. 55 seconds left in the half. Bear Pride Band will be performing at halftime.
Panthers are going to go for two here.
They're getting serious about this game a little bit after that touchdown.
Handoff is up the middle. Bears crash it, and nothing happening there.
Good
job, Bear defense, as they keep the Panthers out of the two-point conversion. So with 55.5 seconds left to go here in the first half, it's 33 Panthers and 8 for the Willow Springs Bears. We'll be back for the Panther kickoff. I'm just going to take a 30-second time away here, Sean, because we're just taking a lot of timeouts in this first half. You're listening to Bear Football, celebrating 100 years on KUKU. 55 seconds left to go here in the first half. Panthers just scored on a 9-yard run by Golden to go up 33-8, and then the Panthers kick off to the Bears. Bears deep back takes it at the 20 and gets up to the 29-yard line, where he's hammered down by the Panther defense. So the Bears will put it in play here with less than a minute to go in the first half. Last drive, you know, Marty, you think about it, though, that last drive was set up by a 15-yard penalty against the Panthers for
roughing
the passer.
Yeah.
So after that, the Bears took off from midfield and were able to get some passing plays working for them to get it in the end zone against a really good Mountain Grove team.
Yeah, and we talked about how good they are, but 8 penalties in the first half will be something Coach Swofford wants to address at halftime.
Bears go full house backfield here with Lee under center. They just hand it off up the middle. And not much going on there for the Bears, but they do run it out. They can probably run the clock out here at the half.
We give Shortridge a short 3-yard gain there. They will have to run one more play. But Willow seems content to have scored a touchdown in the first half off the Panthers. Take that into the locker room and talk things over at halftime.
Full house backfield again with Lee under center. Second down and 7 for the Bears. There's a handoff to the tailback who gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Not much there. That's about the end. That's the end of the half. That is the end of the first half of play. With the score, Mountain Grove 33, Willow Springs 8. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Celebrating 100 years of Bear football, you're listening to Willow Springs Bears on KUKU.